Hey, Supermom. We know every mom has a desire and the ability to be a supermom who does it all. So tune in to the Crunchy Supermom Show and let's design a holistic life that fits. Hey, Supermoms. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mandy.
And we are your hosts and the creators of the Crunchy Supermom blog. We think this is the perfect week in 2017 to talk about starting the year fresh without making a resolution. So let's just get to it. You'll get to know us more by tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. Now, if you did make a resolution at midnight on the last day of 2016, then the chances are great that you've already stopped sticking to it. And that's perfectly okay. We have some ideas on ways to start 2017 fresh that don't involve making a lofty goal that statistics are already telling us few ever stick to. And this is just part one of a series of shows on jumpstarting 2017. And Mandy, do you think that I've just offended our listeners suggesting that they haven't been sticking to their New Year's resolution when it's still the month of January?
Oh, I doubt it. I think we all know that it's pretty hard to stick to them. And I mean, I've had crazy ones in the past that never happened. But now I just try to create routines instead of actual goals. And that way I don't fail or feel like I'm failing all the time. I'm simply working towards something that I want in a logical manner, which feels like a win to me.
Yeah, totally. And I have this personality that, you know, I personally mistake it for OCD, and anyone else that thinks they have OCD knows that it's really dissatisfying not to actually have that diagnosis. I mean, it leaves me kind of unkempt to be this neurotic without a clinical diagnosis. But my point is, I absolutely love planners and I love making new routines and I actually love sticking to them. And I rarely fail at sticking to the routines in my life. But when life does resist and kind of make it feel like my routine is a square peg trying to fit in a round hole, that's when I like to throw it out and start fresh. And so I love this process at the end of the year, you know, just starting new and kind of putting last year behind me. And some of my favorite things to do, though, are to recycle the pages of the planner that I was using and start setting up my new one. I mean, I have to actually tell myself to wait until, because, you know, once you do it, the satisfaction can never be like brought back. I know it sounds crazy. The other thing I cannot wait, and this week I almost did it early. I love running reports in my online budgeting software for the tax season and like doing a total wipe of our financial history so I can make a new budget for the year. I know that sounds crazy too, but and then even though when we're recording this, like Christmas is right around the corner for us, I'm actually doing the pantry clear out and the cupboard wipe down that I like to do and just basically starting fresh and taking inventory. And wow, that's like a lot, but I really love starting fresh and tightening up my routines. Can you relate at all, or do I totally sound crazy to you?
Some of the stuff, I'm like, budget stuff, man, if I could just avoid that.
Oh.
That'd be great. Pretend like it's all perfect. Yeah, no. But no, like the whole promise of hope and, you know, everything is so almost new and you're so hopeful about a new and upgraded routine. I love that feeling, you know. And I think that's one of the things we're going to be talking about is our challenge to our listeners in 2017. And that's just to jumpstart your routine. And we're going to be talking about cleaning, self-care, and food and finances in the next few episodes. To start developing your own cleaning routine, visit crunchysupermom.com/New Year Cleaning, which is actually NY cleaning. That's crunchysupermom.com/NY cleaning. And that's all one word. And print the power plan. You want to take the transfer of information sheet and write out all the chores you want to do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. And you can use our suggested list if you prefer. Things like dusting, scrubbing the bathrooms, and mopping. We really would recommend you do it every week because it keeps your house in nice shape. Make you feel good about it. But also because if you let it slide, it becomes a huge mammoth job. Cleaning it weekly might sound really time consuming. And maybe you only need to clean it, you know, bi-monthly. But just having a schedule and a practice that will fit your family and your house's needs and keeping it up means that a chore like scrubbing the bathroom doesn't take that long because it truly isn't that dirty. And letting it go for weeks on end does really mean you'll spend longer on the cleaning over time, even though it might not feel like it in the beginning.
Definitely.
And then tidying up clutter, wiping down all surfaces like the kitchen counter and bathroom sinks, it should be done daily. And again, it's pretty easy to wipe it off if it's not really filthy. And then and for me, my kids, one of their chores is to wipe the bathrooms down, which is really handy for me. But, you know, and then it's really up to you what you want to do monthly. Some examples of monthly chores are cleaning out closets, cabinets. Quarterly chores are often things that I don't really love to do, like pulling the fridge out and cleaning behind it, or washing curtains or duvet covers or couch covers. And annual chores are often larger and can include repainting, scrubbing down, fixing up certain areas of the house that might have taken a beating, like our laundry room. That's one other area we have to, like, continuously, I feel like, scrub down.
Right.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what I do. I do have, like, a combination routine. So when I'm brushing my teeth, I actually have, like, a pile of cloth rags and my bathroom spray. So I actually spray down my counter and my sink every night when I'm brushing my teeth. And it just helps so much, especially some of those natural toothpaste. They really kind of leave like a, like we use Earth Paste right now, and it kind of leaves that grubby brown.
Oh yeah.
Like, and no other person that comes over ever knows what that is. So I'm sure it's really disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
the kids is the worst, but they have to wipe theirs out. But, and then once you've kind of made this massive list of chores that you in theory want to do, and you've kind of assigned, kind of group them together, you know, by like daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly, and annually, then the next step is to determine like how many chores you need to do per week to stay with your goal of having the house clean, you know, periodically, and then how many you need to do every day. And like, I will bundle my tasks together. Mandy, I know you've talked about this before, where you kind of assign them to a day of the week, depending on, and for us, we do it like depending on what day is super busy in this particular season. So like bathrooms are always like our biggest chore. And it's also the day that we assign to like the lightest day, meaning like we don't have like basketball or anything going on that day. And those bundles kind of help me have a light day of cleaning, several days, and just really two heavier cleaning days. And I that keeps my kids motivated to help out. And it's nice to me, because I'm like, oh, today all I have to do is like wipe down the counters and do a load of laundry and pick up the clutter, and my chore's done for the day. And it feels great. It makes it easier to stick with it tomorrow when it's like a bathroom day.
Right. Yeah.
And then like changing the bedding is now a close contender for me as being like one of my heaviest chores every week. And I do change the bedding every week, because we let our kids run barefoot a lot. And as much as I'd love to say I make them scrub their feet before bed, sometimes it just doesn't happen. So we change the bedding every week instead. And I've got 5 beds. And I'm thinking that might be a big chore for you too, huh, Mandy?
Yeah, that's a big chore too. I don't look forward to it. Yes. But yeah, we do it weekly too. And we're working on getting our older kids to at least pull everything off their beds and put it in the pile, you know, because nothing makes them madder than they're making their beds and then just being like, oh, sorry, we have to wash the sheets. So yeah, they're not fond of that. But putting it back on is a huge pain for them, because we have the natural latex mattresses, so they can be really hard to manage even. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, there'll be many tears of frustration if we don't help them. So yeah, it's a big routine. But my other chore routine is super similar to yours. I bundle them together, like you were mentioning, and have each due on a certain day. And that way I know that if our schedule suddenly changes, I either have to immediately catch up on the next day, or I will end up super behind and I will not catch up. And that's why I love the tracking and planning method.
Yeah. And you can start tracking these chores with the sheets that we've made for you in the Power Plan. And then I don't know, Mandy, have you seen this app called Home Routine by Wonder Bear?
I have not used it, no.
Okay. I stumbled on it. I don't know. I was reading some homeschool book, and it's really customizable, and it allows you to set up your daily, weekly, and zone cleaning plans. And it refreshes the check marks every night, or I think they're stars. And it's really handy if you're not a paper and pencil kind of person. Mm-hmm. And I'll link to this in the show notes. But I mean, I love our tracking sheet, and I use it. I mean, selfishly, I pretty much created it for myself and I shared it with everyone. But
right.
I love it. But I like the app. It has a built-in 15-minute timer, and I think you can make it 20. So when I tell the kids like we're doing part of the zone clean, it just automatically has a timer built into it. It's kind of nice.
When
we're kind of in a hurry, and I still check off like my master sheet But once your routine is built, you need to insert the cleaning tasks into your overall daily routine. So for me, every day that consists of tidying the room so there's no clutter lying about, and I divide the house into three sections, and I tidy one section per chore time, and we have one chore time after each meal of the day. And that's kind of complicated, but basically in the morning we have breakfast, and after breakfast I clean up the kitchen and the kids go and do their beds, and they marry their dirty clothes baskets. And then like at lunch, we'll do something else, a different section. And then every night in the, my lunch one kind of varies, but the nighttime one's pretty consistent. I'll do either take laundry out of the dryer, or I'll put laundry into the washer. That's basically when I do my laundry for the day. And then I clean the kitchen completely before bed. And the additional chores are kind of assigned one per day and go in this order right now for me, which is dust the house, scrub the bathrooms, sweep or vacuum the whole house, mop the house, meal plan, and change the bedding, and do my annual or seasonal cleaning tasks. And it's kind of complicated, and I'll give like a example sheet in the power plan for everyone to look at, just so they can get some ideas in building it. But it's highly personal. I mean, Mandy, what about you?
Mine's pretty similar. I divided up into zones somewhat too. For example, I will tidy up the upstairs before breakfast, and I usually grab at least one load of laundry to get started then. And 2 days a week, I will get all of our laundry lined up to go in the wash. And another day, I'll add in our bedding to that too. So I kind of have like the laundry all shuffled throughout the week and know what I'm going to be doing when. And it seems like it's just always going, because nobody's in diapers right now, but you know, we use cloth diapers, we use cloth bathroom rags, cloth kitchen rags, everything's pretty much cloth. So it's just constantly. And then I wonder why my washer, you know, only lasted so many years.
I know. Ours is so noisy.
Yeah. But let's see, my first zone for the day is really like the upstairs. And part of that is the kids' responsibility. So I'm only doing part of it, but I'm trying to encourage them, you know, to stop playing, get busy on their zone too during that time. Mm-hmm. So then after that, we will have breakfast. And after breakfast, like you said, they have certain chores that they do, which for us includes brushing their teeth, wiping down bathrooms, cleaning the kitchen, the eating area. Each person kind of has their little responsibilities that they do. And then we have additional chores daily. And like you said, those are set for days that we'll be home and less busy. If you're like the bigger chores that take a long time, like the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And right now we basically have a day, we clean the bathrooms, there's dusting, wiping certain things down, like baseboards or our kitchen chairs, which tend to seem to get really grimy from week to week.
Oh,
and let's see, we also add in a quarterly or annual task to this on a weekly basis. Most of the time that I'm not as strict on that, and I stay more flexible just depending on what's going on that week. And twice a week we'll vacuum the house on certain days, and mop too. And I end up mopping downstairs twice a week just because we have so much foot traffic in and out.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see, at night, the main thing, just like you said, is having the kitchen clean and the dishwasher running so it can be emptied before breakfast the next day. And I mean, it's just, that's one of the hugest things, because you can never catch up. Like we've talked about before, you just can't catch up if that's not done. To me, I can't. And I will usually at night also start in a load of laundry, usually our kitchen napkins and rags, because takes a long time for that to go through like a heavy duty cycle to sanitize them.
Yeah.
And just staying on top of this routine and seeing what works and what doesn't is really the key. And we talked about that before too, you know, just not trying when it's not working, not trying to continue on with it. And that's been a challenge for me in the past. You know, I'm like, what's wrong? Why am I failing here again? And trying to really figure out what has changed that and how I can modify it. That's been the key, and not feeling like I'm feeling if it's just not working and I have to modify.
Right. So if you found this episode helpful, we'd love to hear about it, and ask us questions or leave us a comment in iTunes so other supermoms like you can find us. Be sure to tune in next week when we talk about our next part of the Jumpstart Your 2017. It'll be 8 ways to simply increase your self-care. And a quick reminder that in all of our shows, we can promise you you're not going to have a list of rules to follow, and you're not going to be made to feel inadequate or overwhelmed when you tune in. So please don't take notes. We've done that for you. The show notes for today's episode and the power plan are at crunchysupermom.com/NY cleaning, like New Year cleaning, all one word.